Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. This is Joanna Lindenbaum and I am just thrilled to welcome each and every one of you to the Your Sacred Business program. This is week one, our kickoff class, and the topic, we've got two topics for today's class. Number one, to introduce you to the program and to practices for you to have a really successful experience in the program. And then the other topic, which is clarifying your sacred purpose. Now, we start off every call with a short grounding and a short meditation to just really give you time and space to leave the rest of the day behind just for a little bit, to give you an opportunity to come into your body and to create an opportunity for us to all come together as a group. And that's how I want to start the program off today, with just some real powerful time right now for us to really come into this space together and to come into it intentionally, with intention and with purpose. Now, if you have never done a visualization or a grounding or a meditation before, I want to let you know that there's no wrong way to do this. Right? So if any anxiety is coming up around how do I do this, I'm not going to do this right, no worries. There's no wrong way to do it. Whatever experience you have, you have. So no matter where you are, I invite you to close your eyes. Put away any distractions. Turn away from the computer. Turn away from the dishes, whatever it is, and just give yourself a few moments to be here right now, to arrive. And as you close your eyes, I invite you to feel your seat beneath you and really allow some of your weight to shift downwards into your seat and into the ground beneath you so that you feel supported by your seat, by the floor, by the ground beneath you. And then begin to focus on your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, open up. Take in life. And as you exhale, let go, release. Inhaling through the mouth or the nose into your belly and opening up as you take in the breath, as you take in the life force. Maybe you can even feel your body expand. And then as you exhale, hug towards your center and just let go of whatever needs to be let go of. Using the breath to find your own internal rhythm, your own internal pace. Using the breath to bring yourself fully present to this moment. Using the breath to connect deeply with your body. And as you breathe in this way, I invite you to see yourself stepping into your power and your brilliance, whatever that means for you. And really begin to feel that in your body. Maybe just feel it just very subtly, but step into your power and your brilliance and step into the importance of your work in the world. Step into the importance of your soul's mission. Really watch as you do this, as you see this in your mind's eye, and really feel into your body as you do this. seeing yourself not only step into your power and into the importance of your work, but also see us, the women in this program, coming together powerfully as a circle of women on a mission for the next few months. And as you breathe in this way and step into yourself in this way and step into this program in this way, I ask you, what are your intentions for this program? And I want you to get clear on your inner intentions for this program and your outer intentions. Examples of inner intentions are maybe to feel more peaceful or to feel more energized or to have more confidence. Examples of outer intentions might be to be more consistent in your marketing or to get clear on what your business is really all about or to learn how to better communicate with prospects. So what are your inner and outer intentions? What is it that you would like to claim for yourself? And as you get clear on that, the next very important question is why? Why do you have these intentions? Why would you like to claim these things for yourself? So beyond establishing your business or making more money or knowing what your next career move is, I want you to go even deeper and I want you to ask yourself, what's the deep why here? Why do I want these things for myself? What have I really come here to get for myself? Is it about peace of mind? Is it about self-love or self-worth or ease or flow or more time to spend with family? What is it? And then finally, how is it that you intend to move through this program? How is it that you intend to move through this program? Is your intention to show up with full presence? Is your intention to connect with other like-minded women? Is your intention to be accountable to yourself and to your goals and to the actions that you want to take for yourself and your business? Is your intention for this program to be open to new ideas? Get clear on how you want to move through. And together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out. So breathing in. Beautiful. And as you open your eyes, just let them flutter open at your own pace. I invite you now to just take a minute or two to write down anything that came forward for you through that opening visualization and meditation. Write down the inner and outer intentions and the why and how you intend to move through this program. Just take a moment right now to make it concrete for yourself so that it's not just swirling around in your head and in your mind, but so that it has a real solid concrete place in your notes. And as you write this down, I invite you to really just look over what you've written. Just take a moment with your intentions. setting intentions is such a powerful thing. It can be so powerful if you take it seriously, because when you set intentions, you commit. And when you commit, you take action. And when you take action, you create results. So I want you to take a moment with those intentions that you wrote down and do whatever you need to do to make this important for yourself, to make it meaningful, to have it be sacred in a way. Maybe you want to put your hand on that piece of paper and just breathe those intentions in, or put the piece of paper to your heart for a moment and just really connect your heart with your commitments, with your intentions. Good. And then, of course, I don't want these intentions to get buried in your notes, but put these intentions somewhere where you can focus and refocus and remember them, maybe, you know, on your refrigerator door or by your bathroom mirror or, you know, front and center on your desk, whatever it is. But I really want you to come back to these intentions for yourself throughout the course of our time together. So, we have, as I mentioned earlier, two important topics for today. Before we get to the second main topic of today's call, which is clarifying your sacred purpose, I want to spend a little bit of time giving you an overview of this very transformative experience that you're stepping into, so that we all start together very powerfully and very intentionally. I am just over the moon to be here with all of you for the next 14 weeks. The Your Sacred Business program is a comprehensive foundational program for taking your business to the next level. And you'll see as we move through it that this is a unique program that will develop you from the inside out, as well as the outside in, to produce incredible results. So we're going to be doing some big work together. And you'll see that transformation will happen for you, both in terms of moving forward with your business goals, but also in terms of transforming around your thoughts and your attitudes and your fears and your perspectives and your habits and just how you feel in your business and in your life in general. I very carefully named this program, Your Sacred Business, for the following reason. I believe deeply and fully that it's time for the old, purely masculine paradigms of leadership and of business to change. It's time for working hard just for working hard's sake to change. It's time for passion and healing the world and earning a good living through it all to stop being mutually exclusive. And it's time for all of us to fully move through our lives and our work with heart and intention and intuition and integrity. It's time for women who are doing or are meant to be doing amazing sacred work that helps heal the world. It's time for those women, for each one of you, to be seen and to make money. And that is why you're here, right? It's no accident that you've been attracted to and called to work with me and in this program. You're here because you've heard the call inside of yourself, and you're ready to step up in all of the ways that I've described. You were meant to. And what's required to do all of this is what I like to call wise woman energy. Wise woman energy is soulful courage. It's taking action based on intuition and experience. It's standing up for what you know to be true, and it's leadership on the deepest of levels. Each and every single one of you in this program has been called and has taken the extra measure to commit to yourself and your work because the wise woman energy is already activated inside of you. You're already a natural leader, though you may or may not recognize it yet in yourself. And the purpose of this program is to strengthen that wise woman energy that's already inherently inside of you, and then to partner it with concrete visibility and marketing tools so that you can be so much more clear on what your work is, how to offer it, how to communicate it to the people that are meant to receive it, how to be seen, how to earn a living from it, and how to enjoy your life while doing all of that. And that's why over the next 3 or so months, we'll be focusing not just on outer strategies, but also we'll be paying a lot of attention to inner work and inner transformation. Because here's what I've come to learn, and this is really important. You can have the very best marketing plan in the world, and we're going to be creating your marketing plans, I promise you. You can have the very best marketing plan in the world. But if you aren't internally ready for it, if there's fear or there are limiting beliefs in your way, you're not going to get very far with that beautiful marketing plan. End of story. Now, I want to say something else that's very important. This program isn't for women who want a get-rich-quick plan, because I can tell you those plans aren't real. They don't really exist. Building a business is a process, and it takes persistent and consistent action. That's a phrase you're going to be hearing me say a lot. And this program is about taking the time to set a beautiful, solid foundation for your business and to acquire real skills and knowledge that are going to help you take your message out into the world. And again, to do this takes both time as well as persistent and consistent action. It takes perseverance and it takes patience. If you show up, if you take that persistent and consistent action, if you follow the coaching, then you will see much forward movement by the time we reach the end. And even with all of this forward, outer forward movement that you're going to be creating, this program ultimately is about amping up your inner life as well. It's about moving through your business and through your life with integrity and connection and balance and love. This is about moving through these things from a woman-centric orientation so that your experience of yourself and your life, the experience is just as, if not more, important than what you can write down on a resume or a checklist for accomplishment. And it's by honoring yourself and your experiences that you tap into that deep well of wisdom and inspiration that allows you to take the next concrete steps that you need to take in order to move forward in your business and in your life. And we do all of this not just for ourselves, but truly for everyone around us. There's a beautiful saying that I just love to share particularly at the beginning of programs. There's a beautiful saying that you may have heard of that goes, when one butterfly flaps her wings on the coast of Japan, it's felt all the way on the South Pole. What this means is that everything you do, every step you take in your business, everything you create in your business, every time you open your mouth, every time you send an email, every time you market, every time you make a decision, every time you even have a thought about something, there's an amazing ripple effect into the world. In other words, you matter. Your dreams matter, and who you are matters. You touch your families, your friends, your colleagues, your communities, your clients, your students, and even those that you don't know in ways that you can't even imagine. So by becoming more and more centered on being aligned with your most authentic self, you then bring out those gifts that you were meant to bring out in so many different ways in order to contribute to the healing of the world and in order to be successful and abundant as you do it. Okay, so in order to get off to a really strong start and to create a really powerful container for us, I want to review some housekeeping as well as some very important pieces that I want you to be thinking about throughout the program. I want to invite you not to multitask or check email or do other things during our class time. I know that in this multitasking world that we live in, it's really tempting. But just like everything else in life, the more focus you can give this, the more efficiently you'll understand the material and then synthesize it, and then the more successful you'll be, right? So I want you to try not to multitask for the sake of this program, but I also want you to use the program and our sessions as a practice for your business and life so that you can really learn how to be more focused. Our topic training calls will be led mostly by myself, and there will be a couple that are going to be led by Coach Darcy. Darcy has been handpicked by me and personally trained by me to co-facilitate this program with me, and she is one of the finest, most intuitive, and wisest coaches that I've encountered, and I have to tell you, we are really, really lucky to have her on the team. Because of the extensive training that Darcy's done with me, I trust her fully to be your guide and your coach when she will be leading, and you're going to love her. I want you to know that Darcy and I will be working as a tight team for you over the next 3 months. We're going to be tracking you together, and we'll be meeting to discuss your needs and how to move each one of you forward through the program. So that's pretty cool, right? So between Darcy and myself, even though this is a group program, you're going to be getting a little bit more of a personalized experience. We're really committed to seeing you fully and to supporting you at every corner. And, okay, so as I mentioned, the topic training calls will be led either by myself or Coach Darcy, and for each topic training session, we're going to start out with a short meditation and grounding, just like we did today, and then we'll dive right into the material for the week. And during that session, you're going to be receiving a lot of information. You'll likely be taking a lot of notes, and you'll also sometimes be doing exercises on the call itself to help support what you're learning. There will almost always be a homework assignment. So as I mentioned, Darcy and I are here as your guides, and we'll be sharing a lot with you. We're here to answer your questions. You'll see that we really go above and beyond probably any other coaching experience you've ever encountered. Our highest intention and priority is to get your needs met. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about what I expect from you, because this is, after all, a co-creation. We're doing this together. And I can't, for as much as I might want to, make anything happen for you. I can show you and guide you and help hold energy with you, but there is personal responsibility here. So I expect you to show up. I expect you to ask questions. I expect you to check in when you see that you're getting off track or when you're stuck. I expect you to do your homework. So this, again, is a co-creation. I can lead you to the river. I can tell you how to cross the river, but I can't carry you on my back. You've got to do it. And that's so much related to becoming a leader in your life and in your business, right? So right here, right now, I want to, for each one of us, to activate the energy of personal responsibility. And as you activate that energy of personal responsibility, I want to ask you, and just answer this for yourself, what do you know is important for you to do in order to be able to show up fully for this program and to get what you want out of it? What do you know is important for you to do to show up and to get what you want out of it? Because how you show up here is how you show up everywhere. How you do anything is how you do everything. Now, in terms of moving through a group program and a group process, it's also important to know that not every lesson is necessarily going to speak fully to every woman in the program, and that is perfectly okay. It's up to you to go deeper with the topics that really resonate for you and also to activate the law of adaptation, right? I was talking about that a little bit earlier when someone else is being coached. How can you adapt it to apply to you? When I'm teaching something, how can you adapt it to apply to you? This skill of adaptation is such an important skill for business owners to get clear for yourself how to apply information to yourself and your own business. The other piece I want to mention about a group program is that in some ways, on the outset, it's linear, right? So we have to have our first topic and then our second topic and then our third. And you'll see the way that I've developed this curriculum is that each topic builds on the next. But what I want to just really point out about this is that as human beings and as women, we're not only linear beings. Right, especially as women, we've got the cycle, right, the idea of the cycle inside of us. So what am I talking about and how does this apply? Well, for some of you, you're going to take today's topic call, you're going to take the homework, you're going to do the homework right away, you're going to be done with it, you're going to move on next week to topic two, you're going to do that homework, and you're going to move topic to topic to topic. For others of you, you don't work that way. It's more of a circular process for you. You're going to work on this week's homework and you're going to get it to a great place, but then maybe 2-3 weeks down the line, you're going to come back to it a little bit and tweak it a little bit more. You may not fit neatly and perfectly into the week modules. And I just want to say that's okay. Each woman in this program is going to have her own experience. And you know, probably you know by now how you work. Right? Now, by me saying that, that's not kind of permission to not do the work, right? I do want you to show up. I do want you to do the homework, but I want you to understand that it's always a process, whether it's this or all of you in this program teach something different or help your clients with something different. If you think about what you do, it's always a process, right? If you're a yoga teacher, it's not first you learn this and then you learn that and then you learn that and it's neat. And it's done, but it's a process of persistence and consistency of coming to that table and of committing. Cool. So I already mentioned homework, and I just want to say that I'm not going to give you any more homework than is necessary, but the homework that I do give will really help support you in the program. Okay, so the last piece before we move on to clarifying your sacred purpose is about just creating time to do homework and work for the program. So I highly, highly recommend that you go to your calendars and you block off an hour or two a week to do work to be able to move forward with the program. It will serve your business greatly. And you'll see in our module on time, I talk more about the importance of really making time to work on your, but I just want to make sure you've got it set aside in your calendars so that the weeks don't slip by and you don't get to those worksheets and to the homework. Okay, so now that we've sort of done all of the housekeeping, let's move on to the second main topic of today's call, which is to begin to clarify your sacred purpose. So what is sacred purpose? Sacred purpose, your sacred purpose is the core foundation of your entire business. Your sacred purpose is at the heart of your offerings, which are your services and your products. Your sacred purpose is at the heart of the marketing avenues that you choose, the way that you use those marketing avenues. Your sacred purpose is at the heart of what you choose to teach about or speak about, and who you choose to speak to or administer your services or products, your offerings to. Your sacred purpose is at the core of your branding, your business name, your tagline, your product names. It's at the core of how you conduct your client care. And it's even at the heart of who you choose as partners in your business or team members in your business. Now, when you're not clear on your sacred purpose, this is what happens. Your work and your offerings aren't aligned for you. You don't feel excited about what you're doing. You're not connected into your value. You have a hard time committing to anything. Your prospects have a hard time understanding what you do and what your value is. And that's why we start here first with sacred purpose, right? It's truly at the core of everything. And we do this before next week when we really look at how to craft your offerings, because your sacred purpose needs to be in place in order to craft those offerings and then in order to move on to marketing them. Now, here's what I think is so cool. Every single one of us has our own unique sacred purpose. Your sacred purpose is different and unique from anyone else out there. It's sacred and different from anyone else in your industry. So wherever you are in your business, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been in business for decades, it is highly, highly valuable to return to your sacred purpose, to reclarify your sacred purpose, and to reconnect to it periodically. It will help you do a couple of things. Number one, it'll help you make sure that your offerings, that your image and that your marketing are really aligned for you. Number two, if you're wanting to create new offerings, it'll help you create new offerings. And number three, by returning and clarifying that sacred purpose, it will help you remember who you are and what you're meant to be doing here on this planet. And I'll share with you that I come back to sacred purpose at least once if not twice, every single year. It's so easy, especially if you've done something before, you know, if you've already looked at purpose, to just blow past it or over it and just, you know, not pay attention because you did it when you first started your business or a year ago when you're thinking about starting your business, whatever it is. But my invitation for those of you that are either more seasoned entrepreneurs or those who have worked with me before and looked at this before is to really see this now with fresh eyes. Now, your sacred purpose is made up of three components. Those three components are your soul-centered vision, your soul-centered mission, and your ideal client. And the combination of those three things is kind of like a secret sauce. We're going to be looking at each of them in detail in a moment. And the combination of those three, the soul-centered vision, the soul-centered mission, and the ideal client, are kind of like a magical formula that gets straight to the heart of who you are, what makes you special, and what you're here to do, here on this planet to do. So let's talk about your soul-centered vision. Your soul-centered vision is literally the vision that you have for the world. It's what you want for the world. It's something that you strive to accomplish. It's something that you feel so passionate about that you want to let droves and droves of people know about it. Your soul-centered vision is your message. It's what drives your business and what allows you to feel passionate about your business. In other words, your soul-centered vision is your deep why. It's the deep why that you are in business for. It's the reason that you do what you do and offer your brilliance and your skills to the world. Your business is helping to contribute in one way or another to the change that you want to see in the world, right? No matter what you do, your business is contributing to the change that you want to see in the world. So, for example, I want to share with you my soul-centered vision. And I just recently, talking about going back to it, I just recently reworked this for where I am now. So my vision is I contribute to a world where each and every human being values herself, sees herself as sacred, trusts that she has a seat at the table, and is excited and committed to both bring her gifts to service and visibility in the world, as well as take extraordinary care of herself. Okay, so my intention is that everything that I do in my business contribute to this vision, contribute to this outcome. Now, as you can see, your soul-centered vision is your big picture statement, right? A visionary can conceive of what the world or what a structure will look like in 5 years or 10 years. So your soul-centered vision statement focuses in on how you want things to look in the future. You may not yet be completely clear on how to achieve the picture that you see, but you know that you want to achieve it. You believe that it's possible. Your soul-centered vision could be anything from working towards a world that values all people equally, to envisioning a world where the earth is being honored and taken care of. Your vision could be dedicated to helping create a world where people love the way that they look and feel, where women feel feminine. Your vision could be contributing to a world where there aren't any more wars. So in other words, your vision, your soul-centered vision, is very much about your values and your priorities in life. It's about what's important to you and your heart. Now, the best vision statements are bigger than you are, right? You heard my vision statement. I couldn't achieve that on my own. There are other people that are working towards that vision. We'll get to that in a minute, right? So it's bigger than you are. It's really large in scale. And because it's bigger than you are and large in scale, it's inspiring and it's motivating. The best vision statements make an impact on the world. They focus on the future. They also stretch expectations out of your comfort zone. So what do I mean by that? What I mean is that you heard my vision and then the other examples I gave you. Those are big things. And it can make someone uncomfortable to think, oh my gosh, this is part of my purpose to help create this, right? It can make you feel like, who am I to even try? But that's what you want a vision statement to do. Not to make you feel, who am I to try, but you want it to be that big and that inspiring. So again, it should inspire you and inspire others, not serve as your measuring stick for success. That's the job of your goals. We'll be talking about that next week. Your soul-centered vision is what you or your business or your artwork or your conference stands for. Now, for homework this week, you are going to be creating your soul-centered vision. And you'll get all of the information on how to do that in the worksheet that you'll be receiving. So that worksheet is going to lead you step by step to create a soul-centered vision that's very much aligned for you, unique to you, and from your heart. And as you move through that worksheet, I invite you to activate your inner wisdom. And what I mean by that is I want you to throw out any shoulds or have-tos or need-tos or what you thought it was or what your mother told you it should be or whatever it is. And instead, I want you to work with what is true for you, what is in your heart, what is coming from your wisdom. That will help you create a vision that is really right for you. Awesome. So the next piece of clarifying your sacred purpose is to create your soul-centered mission. Right? So the first was soul-centered vision. Now we're talking about mission. And your mission is different from your vision. Your soul-centered mission is the way that your particular business contributes to your vision. It's the vehicle through which you or your business personally helps to contribute to your vision for the world. So, for example, let's say that your soul-centered project is, or that your business is to write and publish memoirs of your childhood in a family with a terminally ill parent, right? So that's what your business is about, your work is about. Your soul-centered vision might be that children and adults everywhere learn how to heal and recover from the trauma of a parent's illness. That's your vision. Your mission might be to contribute to that healing by telling your personal story with compassion or with humor or your own ability to inspire others. So, while your soul-centered vision is very much about your values and your priorities, your mission is very much about your personal interests, your brilliance, and your skills. So, again, your soul-centered mission is how you personally contribute to that big vision that you have. So, in other words, there are many or at least some other individuals or organizations or companies who may also be contributing to the very same vision that you have. But your mission is how you uniquely contribute, using your particular skills, your interests, your areas of expertise, and your personal and professional experience. So your soul-centered mission is very much about your brilliance, what it is that you are really good at. And that's why I love the soul-centered mission, because it's such a great reminder for you of what your unique brilliance is and then how you use that brilliance to help heal the world. So let me give you an example here. So let's say that your vision is that there is peace everywhere, that there is world peace, right? That's kind of just a simple vision. Well, maybe for you, your mission is to help create world peace by teaching yoga to you know, men over 50 years old. I don't know, I'm just making it up. But someone else, they may have that same vision as you to help create world peace. But for them, it's through their writing skills or through a personal story that they tell through their writing. So I want to give you an example through my vision statement. So mine is, I contribute to my vision through teaching, coaching, speaking, and writing, and by making good use of my intuition, my ability to see another person's highest vision for themselves, as well as their fears and their patterning, my ability to inspire others deeply and connect them with their most sacred selves, as well as my skills at storytelling, encouraging, understanding the importance of being seen, ritual, breaking things down to easy steps, strategizing, systems, and my interest in heart-centered marketing. I activate all of this in order to enable self-worth and self-love, to activate commitment to your goals and your visions, to help you identify your own brilliances, and to learn how to package and communicate that brilliance so that it becomes a healing force in the world. So I know that that's a mouthful, right? But can you see how what I've done here is I've taken for myself my brilliances, my interests, my skills, the things that I'm really good at, I've identified them. Because these are the things that my business does, right? This is the purpose of any programming, any offering. This is really the basis of a lot of my marketing too, right? So I have identified what makes me unique to help me contribute to my vision. Okay, so you will be receiving also for homework step-by-step instructions to create your mission. And on that worksheet, I ask you a whole lot of questions that are going to help you get really clear on your unique brilliance and then how you use that brilliance in your work, which is essentially what your mission is. And I really want to encourage you for this part of the homework exercise to have fun. Have fun creating the mission. I want you to use it as an opportunity to get to know yourself better and to really celebrate who you are and what your potential to contribute to the healing of the world is. It's a moment not to be shy about what you're really good at doing. It's a moment to brag, and it's a moment to be open to maybe find some skills or interests or things that you're good at that you never thought you could apply to your work, but actually makes so much sense, right? So, for example, for me, part of my mission, one of the brilliances that I identified is storytelling. I didn't realize I was a good storyteller until like 5 years into my business, when all of a sudden I realized that's one of my brilliances. I'm really good at telling personal stories or stories of clients and using them as teaching for other women, right? So I know that that's part of my brilliance. I know that I'm going to incorporate that into my work. Beautiful. So now let's look at the third component, the third part of this special sauce that helps you clarify your sacred purpose. And that is the very important component of getting clear on your ideal client. So your ideal client, or your target audience, you can also call it, is who you're meant to serve through your mission. It's who you're meant to serve through your mission. It's the person who is perfectly aligned to be able to receive your offerings and benefit so much from them. So why is it important to get clear on your ideal client? All right, what I'm about to tell you is really important, so take note of this. Your ideal client is not every single person out there, okay? It's not. And I know that oftentimes, because we're so scared that we're not going to bring in enough business, the first instinct is to say, oh, well, my work or my product or my services, they're for everyone. Anyone can, you know, use me and my product, my offerings, my service. But that's actually not true. That's a statement and a belief that's made out of fear, fear that there isn't going to be enough. Right? Because again, if we go back to everything that we're learning on this call today, every single person out there has a unique sacred purpose. And if that's the truth, then not everybody out in the world is meant to receive that. So to use that example of the yoga instructor again, yes, anyone in the world maybe can learn yoga, any type of person, but the type of yoga that you teach combined with what your vision is for the world, combined with what your particular brilliances are, right, what your mission is, that's not meant for everyone out there. It's meant for a particular kind of person, a particular ideal client. And the more you can get clear on who that ideal client is, the more you're going to attract clients and customers and buyers into your offerings. So let me explain why. It's not helpful to cast a wide net. When you cast a wide net to anyone out there, your marketing gets really watered down. You're just talking to anyone out there. But when you can get this clarity about who your ideal client is, then all of a sudden, in your offerings, in your marketing, and everything that you do in your business, maybe even through your business name, you are speaking directly to that person who is best suited to receive from you. I like to think of it as you've got a sacred contract with the people that you've got sacred contracts with. And when you can really hone in on who that is, your marketing speaks to them so that when they read your registration page or when they see your business name or when they're having that prospect conversation with you, they get this feeling of, oh my goodness, she gets me. She is speaking to me. How did she know that this is what I'm struggling with and that this is what I need? Right? That is just so much more powerful than casting that super wide net. It allows you to create connection. It allows you to draw in those people that are meant to be with you. And honestly, it allows you to eliminate the people that you're not meant to work with. And for those of you in this program that have been in business for a while now, I know you know what I mean by that. I'm sure at one point or another you've had at least one client who, yeah, they could like use the service generally that you're giving, but they were not your ideal client. They probably frustrated you or drained your energy, or there's something not okay going on there, right? So that's the other benefit here, is it really helps you eliminate what's not aligned for you and what's going to drain your energy. Your ideal client is a version of you. They may not be a spitting image version of who you are right now. Maybe they're a version of who you were a year ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago before you've learned what you've learned or whatever it is. But your ideal client is in one way or another a version of you. They probably have similar things that they like or ways that they like to be spoken to or similar interests or similar concerns or similar fears. So as you do the homework for this week on ideal client, I want you to really keep that in mind. And you'll be reminded in the worksheets, but it's not going to be a mystery like, oh my goodness, like really, who is that person I'm meant to serve? I don't know who that person is. Whether you serve women, men, whatever it is, you'll see they are a version of who you are, and the questions will help you get clear on that. So once you've done your homework, the creating of your soul-centered vision, your soul-centered mission, and your ideal client, I want you to post it in short form on Ning. Don't post the whole worksheet on Ning, but if you can just like post a little paragraph on each or bullet points, whatever it is, that'll be great. It'll be a way for Darcy and I to just keep up with the work that you're doing to get more connected with you. You know, we'll point out if we see anything that's out of place, and it'll be a way for you guys to connect with each other. I also want you to start posting your introductions on the Ning group so that you can all learn more about each other. Okay, so just to sort of give you an overview of what we looked at today regarding sacred purpose, your soul-centered vision is the very large picture that you're working towards, knowing that others are working towards it as well. Your soul-centered mission is the unique way that you contribute to your vision and move it forward. It reflects the sum of skills, interests, and experiences that uniquely comes through you to bring something big out into the world. And then this all feeds into your ideal client. That is the who, W-H-O, who, that gets served by your mission. Once you've clarified your vision, your mission, and your ideal client, then you're poised to be very clear on your brand, and then your offerings, and then the specific marketing that you're going to choose. Now, I'm going to give everybody an optional piece of homework. Once you've done the homework and clarified your sacred purpose, you're in a great place to either create your business name or take a second look at your business name and your tagline. The sacred purpose will help you create a clear business name and tagline. So if you want to take a look at that, go for it. Now, before I open up for Q&A, there's one more really important piece that I want to mention about this week's work. So I want to share with all of you that I've been through the process of creating sacred purpose with many, many, many women. And I've found that it's really easy to get stuck on this week's material and to end up making it harder for yourself than it needs to be, or to draw out or to put it off. And the reason that this happens is because for some people, it feels really scary to move forward and to really claim what it is that you stand for, what it is that you're good at, who you're meant to serve, and what your sacred purpose is. But I want to remind you that it's just fear. It's not real. The reason why you're in this program is you want this for yourself. So as you move through this week's homework, I want you to just see, note for yourself if you're stalling or overthinking or getting stuck, and just ask yourself, am I just in fear around this? And allow yourself to be in the energy of experimentation. Just move forward with it. It's not a tattoo. It's not burned on your body. You can always go back and change it.